First thing I want to say this evening is to reiterate what Alistair said this morning. What a wonderful new day this is in our church. We have a new bishop. I also caught the consecration yesterday. Some of it, I was spending some time with a priest friend who was here from up north, whose husband is a bishop, so she, of course, wasn't at the consecration, and she didn't really want to watch it on TV. So I caught snippets here and there. But it was glorious. It was glorious in its simplicity, but glorious in the new day, the new dawn, the new time in our church. When I think about Simeon and Anna in the temple, I think about patience. Think about how patient Simeon must have been. Okay, God, I won't see your glory until I see the Messiah. And he had no idea when that was going to be. So he was patient, and he waited. Anna, too. Married for 7 years, but lived to the age of 84. Doing the math on that, I can't imagine. I'm hoping she wasn't married when she was very, very young, because that would have been a long time to sit around the temple, fasting. I'm guessing it wasn't quite like that. But I think a lot about patience in this age, because we're not patient. Let's face it, we're in an age where patience is the last thing that many of us have, that many of us practice, I myself being one of them. Except when it comes to my faith. Some would say I took the longest road ever to my vocation in life. I was ordained 5 years ago now, almost 5 years ago. However, that was at the age of 50. So what I did before was the long, long, long vocational road to that. And along that way, I learned about patience. And I learned that you cannot expect everybody to change suddenly. And that's a really important lesson for me. There was a time in my, I won't say misspent, but my early days as a music director where I had no patience at all, absolutely none. Some people told me I was one of the meanest choir directors they ever came across in their lives because I had no patience. I expected everybody to feel exactly the same way I did at all times, and if they didn't, boy, look out. But my philosophy in my ministry later on in life, and certainly now, is that it's better to spend the time on one person at a time. One soul at a time is the way that I live my ministry. And that does require patience. Sometimes you think you've lost people along the way. But this week, I had the most wonderful experience of just the opposite. 3 years ago, I had a very, very public fight with my best friend from high school. That'd be 40 years ago we'd known each other. Over racism, white privilege, pipelines, Wet'suwet'en, all of that stuff. And he was the product of our time in Fort Nelson in the 80s. He wasn't a racist by choice. We were raised in that system where we were automatically racist, even by not comprehending it. So he took great exception to me pointing that out. And he told me I knew nothing about how he was raised. Well, I know exactly how he was raised. I knew he was raised the same way I was, and we knew each other really well. So he stopped speaking to me, period, cut me off. Monday morning last week, I got a phone call. He said to me, I just was sitting around thinking, I haven't talked to some people in a long time. And the first thing I thought was, he's not going to say he's sorry, and he's not going to say he's wrong. So where will this conversation go? Well, it went to, you know, I've been thinking about this Keystone XL pipeline and how, you know, 5 years ago I would have been all for it. I would have been, you know, let's get this thing built. It's important to the economy. Now he said, I'm just not so sure. I'm not sure. I'm also not sure about how we were educated. And I thought, he's not going to tell me that he was wrong. He's not going to say that. But by the end of the hour and a half that we talked, without saying it, he said it. One soul. One more person. It took me 3 years. 3 years. That requires a lot of patience. That requires understanding that you are not always going to get instant change or instant people coming alongside with you. It doesn't always work that way. But with the patience and the perseverance and certainly the prayer, things happen that are outside of the realm of your own work. I believe strongly that in that 3 years, he had a lot of time to think about that argument we had. A lot of time to think about the way we were brought up. A lot of time to think about injustice and the environment and the world that he is leaving his grandchildren. And I think that that was really important for all of us to remember as we move through life, and certainly as we move through this time of pandemic, and as we move into this new and wonderful anticipation of our future in the church, in this diocese. My hope and prayer is that we all can step back and take a breath and say, one soul at a time, one issue at a time. Leave it in God's hands. Some will come with us, some will not. And that's okay. It's God's business, not ours. All we can do is live the example, be the example, show the patience that Simeon and Anna had in that temple, and be ready to celebrate when we've made that progress.